Welcome to The Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental issues from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. In addition to drought and war, a new scourge has hit West and Central Africa, the fall armyworm, a.k.a. Spodoptera frugiperda. This critter likes to get about. It originates in South America, but has spread as far north as Canada and now made its way across the Atlantic, probably as eggs in imported produce. It's called armyworm because it invades crop fields like an army, raises everything to the ground in a single day, and then moves on in the still of the night. It will eat pretty much any crop and even its own kind, but its preferred dish is maize, which is a major staple in Africa. Farmers in the Americas have been dealing with this species for a long time and know what to do to minimize its impact, although at considerable cost. In Brazil alone, the annual cost of controlling this pest is about $600 million. But farmers in Africa are new to it and do not have the means to control it. Consequently, the damage is enormous. Many farmers are in severe danger of losing their livelihood. There is no prognosis yet on the extent of its range, but in view of its propensity to travel far and wide, it does not look good. Talking about caterpillars, a new species has been discovered which has been named Neopalpa Donald Trumpy in honor of our current president because of a certain similarity in their hairdo. This species seems to be rather benign so far. But another species, the flannel moth caterpillar, nicknamed the Trump caterpillar for the same reason, is not as innocuous. It is considered the most venomous caterpillar in the US. When you touch its hair, it will break off and inject a venom causing excruciating pain. It's found as far west as Dallas, Texas, so there's a good chance that some of them have crept into our neck of the woods. If you encounter one and get stung, use duct tape to remove the spines, put ice on the affected area, and get medical attention when it gets in your eyes or if you develop breathing problems. A handy photo guide to U.S. stinging caterpillars is available for free at the University of Maryland Extension Service. And talking about insects, locusts, mealworms, and crickets are great sources of protein and therefore excellent meat substitutes. Insects are eaten throughout the world, except in the West, where it's considered icky. But proteins extracted from insects are already being used in some baked goods, and some European supermarkets carry actual insect burgers. Perhaps that is one way to combat infestations like Spodoptera frugiperda. If you plan to go to the Wildcats homecoming game against UCLA on February 25th, be aware that in addition to the game, there will be another competition going on. The Pac-12 Zero Waste Challenge, aimed at reducing waste at college sports events. The normal diversion rate, that is, the amount of waste diverted from the landfill, is typically 30-40% at a UA football game. In 2015, the university won third prize for diverting almost double that. The university's green team will set up green stations with labeled containers for compostable materials, trash, and recyclables. Dedicated students will go through the trash periodically to make sure that nothing was accidentally misfiled. The team will also mingle with the public to encourage participation in its diversion efforts. The project is funded by the university's Green Fund, which also pays for substitution of non-recyclable items such as plastic or styrofoam cups with environmentally friendly alternatives. You can find out more about the challenge from the university's Office of Sustainability at sustainability.arizona.edu. The text and audio of this program, including the pertaining links, can be found on the Weekly Green blog at kxci.org. You can leave comments, suggestions, or questions on the Weekly Green Facebook page or email theweeklygreen@kxci.org. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Thank you for listening.